Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rabbit T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Your way, we are in Erevin 54, talking about the wonderfulness of Torah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "One who travels on the road without any company, the notes point out, traveling alone in uninhabited areas is dangerous. See the Maharal Pirkos also explains, someone is on the way, you're causing danger upon yourself. You might forget your stuff. You might get distracted. That person who travels on the road without any company should study Torah, because it says in the verse, for they, the words of Torah, are a gracious accompaniment. That comes from Proverbs. And one who feels pain in his head, someone who has a headache, should study Torah, as that verse says, for they are a gracious accompaniment to your head. And one who feels pain in his throat should study Torah, as it says in the continuation of that verse, and necklaces for your throat. One who feels pain in his stomach should study Torah, as it says, a cure it will be for your navel. And that comes from Proverbs also. One who feels pain in his bones should study Torah, as it says in the conclusion of that verse, and marrow for your bones. One who feels pain in his entire body should study Torah, as it says, and a cure for his entire flesh. And that comes also from Proverbs. So basically, the point to take out is that Torah study, studying the Torah, is basically a remedy for all. Studying the Torah, learning the Torah, being involved in the Torah can be a remedy for a pain ache, or in your head, a headache, or a stomach ache, or a bone ache. Anything you have, if you involve in Torah and you endeavor in Torah, try to learn the Torah, listen to Torah, hopefully it would be a way, a remedy for you to feel better. And any malady you have in your life, whether it be physical or spiritual, or you're having a crisis of faith or a crisis in your life, different aspects of your life, you're looking for advice, you're looking for a direction, the best place to look is the Torah. We talk about the example of somebody, lo aleinu, had to go out to war, or somebody was a ruler, or somebody who was feeling a war in his own mind, in his own life, would look in the Parsha dealing with Esav and Yaakov. Wait, what did Yaakov do? Yaakov found three-prong approach. He found a three-prong way to deal with it. He sent gifts to appease to Esav. He divided his camp, practical matters, and he also davened to Hashem. And he tried to figure out a way to accompany things. So that's why they would say if somebody would go to war in the olden days throughout history, they would look at that parsha. Anything you need is in the Torah. That's why it says, Hafoch ba v'hafoch ba dekul ba, Pirkei Avos explains, because everything is in the Torah. If you need a remedy for pain, the Gemara talks about so many remedies, Torah itself, as we see here tonight, today. And if you need any aspects of spiritual or physical or mental or emotional, any aspect you need, all you need to do is look in the Torah, look in all the people that came before us, the great sages, the great stories, the great characters throughout Tanakh, all people who could lead you to what you need to see and what you need to find. There's so many elements of spiritual heroes and role models to look to. All you have to do is look in the Torah, whether you have a physical pain, as the Gemara talks about, or any type of pain, any type of crisis, any type of need. All you have to do is look in the Torah and delve in it, and you will find the answer and cure and remedy for your soul and body. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 55 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.